Thank you for the lift, David. Will you have time for lunch now?
It's all right. I've got sandwiches. I can eat them on the way back to the office.
I'll sit on the bench.
Madeline.
It's all right.
Won't you get cold? The sun's very thin.
And so am I.
Yes,
I know. But I can walk about a bit.
But you might fall.
You mustn't worry about me, you know.
I wish you wouldn't do this. Let me take you home.
I want to see him.
It's such a stupid thing to do. I'm sorry. It's just that I've got a meeting. It may take all afternoon.
Doesn't matter.
I'll come back for you as soon as I can.
The Wooden Pair by Gillian Plowman, with Anna Massey as Madeline and Paul Slack as Daniel. The Wooden Pair.
Mothers and little children. They keep warm. They move about, run, chase each other. Will he come?
Go away, pigeon. I've nothing for you. Daniel.
How'd you know where I was?
I've always known where you were.
They moved me 3 times.
It wasn't wasn't hard. I always knew.
How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm all right.
All right. You don't say I'm all right. You say I'm fine, thank you. Or else you say I'm not so good, you know, and then I'd ask you what was the matter. Are you not so good?
No, I'm fine, thank you.
You should be, of course. You should be.
Well, I am.
Good. Oh, he's gone. I didn't have any crumbs.
It's quite a warm day for autumn.
It's cold.
Last place I was, they had a tree growing out the concrete, an oak. In the autumn, oak leaves turn brown all round the outside first, so there's still some green in the middle. Then the middle turns brown as well, and they drop off. Do you know, you can make wine with oak leaves. We weren't allowed to drink it, had to spit it out.
This isn't an oak tree, is it?
No.
It's a chestnut tree.
Underneath the spreading chestnut tree, there my sweetheart said to me.
Once upon a time, a piece of it dropped off. You picked it up and hit me with it. But that's not a very nice story, is it?
No.
Do you like it at the hostel?
Yeah.
Why?
Because if my door is locked, it's because I've locked it. And I've got the key. How'd you know I was at the hostel?
I told you. I've always known where you were.
Uh-huh.
You haven't shaved.
I'm growing a beard.
It looks a mess.
It's just the beginning.
A new beginning?
I wasn't allowed before.
My face is a mess. Lopsided.
Do you want a crisp?
Why did you come?
I got your letter.
Oh, terrible writing, isn't it? I use my left hand now.
I'm left-handed.
I know.
How'd you know?
It's part of the story. It's in here.
What's that?
My scrapbook.
What? Scrapbook?
Read the letter. Read it out loud.
Dear Daniel, please meet me in Baines Park. There's a bench now under the tree where we met before. I shall be there on Wednesday the 22nd of October at 2 o'clock. From Madeline Peters. Nobody ever calls me Daniel.
Shall I call you Dan?
No, don't call me anything.
Why did you come?
It says.
Did you want to see me?
No, I didn't. I don't. I didn't want to ever see you again.
Did you feel you owed me? Is that why you came?
I wasn't going to.
No?
Right up this morning I wasn't. Then I thought might as well, because I wasn't busy.
Might as well?
Well, nothing else to do today.
Sit down, Daniel.
No.
Pick up the scrapbook.
I can't look in there. I don't want to see it all again.
There's a card inside. Take it out. There's a word on it.
I can see.
What does it say?
Perpendicular.
What does it mean?
It means, I think it means straight up and down.
It means at right angles to plane of horizon, upright, erect, in standing position. It's like the tree. It's like you. Say it.
What?
Say that word.
Perpendicular.
I'm not upright, erect. Not in a standing position, am I?
No, you're sitting down.
Give it to me. Perpendic... I can't say it. I can't say that word.
Why can't you say it?
Because you raised your left hand with a piece of wood in it and you hit me.
You don't have to keep
you
saying
it. You damaged part of my brain. One side of my body doesn't work.
I'm sorry.
You weren't sorry then.
I didn't know what I was doing then.
Who told you that? You tried to kill me and you didn't know what you were doing?
I thought you were my mother.
You wanted to kill your mother?
No! She hit me. All the time, all my life, even when it was an accident. I tried to tell her it was an accident.
Come here, Dan. Did you spill this, you little so-and-so? One bottle of milk, that's all I can afford, and you spill it. I'll teach you a lesson. No, Mum, no. You'll drink water from now on, out of the tap and all, and lock it.
I didn't mean to do it. I promise, I'll never spill anything again.
Well, you just better not.
You knew I wasn't your mother.
You look like her. Brown hair, bouncy. And you had a green coat like hers, and you walked like her.
I was just walking, walking, and you...
You shouldn't have shouted at me. She always shouted at me. She hit me. It was her fault.
Her fault, my fault. Nothing to do with you.
That's what they said.
I have a picture of your mother here.
How'd you get it?
It was in one of the newspapers at the time. I don't think she looks like me. Look.
No.
Look!
No.
There's a picture of you. You haven't changed much in 10 years. I have. There's grey in my hair now. And it doesn't bounce.
Well, that's because you got it tied back.
That's not easy with only one arm. There are reports of the trial in here. Have you ever read them?
No.
Do you want to read them now?
It's all in the past.
Go on. Read it.
I don't want to read it.
It's your story, Daniel. Yours and mine.
I'm going now.
Not yet. It's after your crisps.
Here, have the lot.
Don't leave the bag on the ground.
I wasn't going to. People ought to be put away for dropping litter.
In prison?
Like pigs in a sty. Four of us in a two-bedded cell with only one stinking bucket, full to overflowing by morning. Inhumanity breeds inhumanity, you know.
Who told you that?
Doctors, psychiatrists. They understood me.
Did they?
They could see what had gone wrong, that it wasn't my fault.
And what conclusions did these doctors come to?
You have to start at the beginning.
Go on, then.
She didn't know who my father was.
Your mother?
Her parents turned her out because she was pregnant. And she didn't love me. She should have given me away to a loving home, you know. There are lots of people who'd have wanted me. She only ever said bad things to me. I cried a lot, I know, and that upset her. So she locked me in the shed. I can see her now, silhouetted in the doorway. I pleaded with her.
Stop, Mum! Don't lock me in!
Oh, yes, it's dark, with beetles and bugs and spiders.
I'll escape. I'll run away. You'll never see me again.
Then give me your shoes. Go on. Trousers.
No, Mum, no!
Get your trousers off.
No!
And your pants. Go on. Oh, now look at you. Look at that little lot hanging there, eh?
Oh!
Eh?
Oh.
Woman's worst enemy, that little lot is.
Oh! Well, oh!
You won't run away now,
will
you?
She poked my genitals with a stick and laughed at me. And left me for hours and hours in the dark. After she'd gone away and I was in her home, I used to think about her a lot and I used to see women who looked like her. If there was nobody about, I would show them my genitals because that would frighten them and they would run away. I was disturbed.
That's what they said, is it?
Yeah.
Got it off pat, haven't you?
What?
Know it all by heart. If someone asked you tomorrow, you'd say the same things in the same way.
I am sorry. I know I did wrong, but I have served 10 years in prison. I have paid for it.
Paid? Paid who?
I've been in prison for 10 years.
You haven't paid me. You nearly killed me and you didn't even know my name.
Your name's Madeline Peters. You wrote to me and I knew who you were.
You haven't even begun to pay your debt.
You can't imagine what it's like to be locked up for 10 years. Sometimes I wish I had killed you and swung for it.
And I wish you'd killed me too.
But there's no death sentence.
No.
I am cured, you know. I'm not disturbed anymore. I can live a normal life. I know it'll be difficult.
Nobody's life is easy.
I've got a job. They found me a job.
Oh, how lucky you are. Nobody's found me one.
Sign writing. I work a lot with wood. I made boxes at first. Then I did some carving. I made some beautiful things. I like wood.
I still have wooden splinters in my head.
I brought you a present. Made it myself.
Did you make it for me?
I said.
When you were making it, did you say to yourself, this is for mad...
They brought in some wood, an old pear tree, and I carved a little pear from it. Turned it, polished it. It was beautiful. Perfectly fitted the palm of my hand. And I made it.
When you were making it, did you think of me? Did you ever think of me?
I didn't want to think of you. I wanted to put you out of my mind.
Easy, was it?
Every night, I see your face. Your nose goes straight down, and your eyebrows go straight across, and your eyes burn a hole in me. Every night, your face becomes a cross, like the cross she put over my bed. Jesus was hanging on it with the nails through his hands, and she told me Jesus was watching me.
See him? See his eyes? He can see everything you do, all the naughty things you do. So don't you dare move from that bed while I'm out, because he'll see you and he'll punish you.
Mum, where are you going?
I'm going out.
Bursting I was, but I didn't dare get out of bed to go to the toilet. I knew she'd be furious with me when she got back.
You stupid child! What did you want to pee in the bed for?
You told me not to get out!
Oh, I can't cope with you on my own! You are naughty, wicked! He'll punish you for this. You'll see. You'll go to hell!
I didn't make it for you, but I brought it for you. Here.
I've also been in prison for 10 years.
What?
Now, I've got to show him. Can I get up? Oh, please, God, let me get up this once with some dignity.
Where are you going?
Let my legs work. They're so cold I can't feel them. How many steps will I be able to take?
Do you want the pair?
One, two, three, four, five. Now, look down, look straight ahead. Look at that child, that dog, that gate.
And I shall be in prison for the rest of my life.
Oh, no. Oh, no, I didn't do that. They never said you couldn't walk properly. I'm going. I don't have to stay here. It's nothing to do with me.
Oh.
What?
I can't turn round.
Can I?
Don't touch me.
I was gonna give you a hand.
Go back to the bench. Sit down. I want to be upright whilst you sit down.
All right.
If I concentrate on the gate, the child is climbing over it. The dog can't get through it. I won't fall down. It's just a question of balance. I'm beginning to lose control.
Would you be better if you sat down again?
I can't bloody move. Stay where you are. Don't get up.
How did you get here, then?
How did you get here?
I walked.
Yes, well, I wish I could.
You just walked over there.
5 steps.
I don't see why you just don't turn round and walk back again.
Sometimes I can't remember how to turn round.
Well, you move that leg forward and that leg back.
You did this to me.
Give me your hand.
My right hand.
I'll help you.
It doesn't work.
Well, the other hand, then.
Touches me. He holds my hand. His arm is round my waist. It feels hard. I need its strength.
You can walk back to the bench now.
Turn slowly. One. Two. Three. Four. Five. This leg forward. That one back. Now look down.
My husband brought me here.
What?
Don't worry, he's been gone a good half hour.
I wouldn't want to meet him.
Why not?
I don't know.
Think he might do something to you?
I wouldn't know what to say to him.
You ruined his life too, you know.
How?
Because you spoiled his wife. She was an attractive, a fine woman, you know. Good figure, slim, energetic, always on the go, vital, good for his image, good in his bed. He was very pleased with her until you spoiled her.
Leave off, can't you?
He didn't want to look at her anymore. She dribbled. Think of that. Who wants a wife who dribbles? Where can you take a wife who dribbles? And she couldn't move up and down anymore in bed. He tried. He made a valiant effort to make love to her, but he flinched when he kissed her. Saw that. Felt that. What in God's name can be more human, worse than a flinched kiss, eh? Tell me.
At least you know the difference. In all my life, I've never been kissed.
Never?
I don't know what it's like. I kiss myself, me hands, me arms. To see, but I don't know what it's like.
David found he wasn't married to the real me anymore. This isn't the real me, you know.
What's it like, being kissed?
The real me can still run 5 miles a day, still dance all night at parties, dazzle a husband and delight his colleagues. Can still laugh out loud and say...
There's lots of people worse off than you.
Oh, there may be millions of people worse off than me, but I am like I am because of you, and that's the difference.
You have people to look after you.
Who do I have?
Your husband.
My husband left me.
Brought you here today.
He has a guilty conscience. If I want something badly enough, I ring him up and ask him. He does what he can. He has another wife now.
He ran out on you?
It wasn't like that. What's the matter, David?
Nothing. A lot on at work just now.
I thought you had a new assistant.
Yes, she's excellent. Amanda. A great help. She understands.
About me?
Yes, she does.
She's never met me.
I can't bring people home, Madeline. It's not fair on you.
I want to meet people. I want to know what's going on.
It's difficult.
Because I'm like I am. I can't help that, can I? I just want to know who you're seeing.
Well, just the people I work with, that's all.
Or at work more and more of the time.
I'm sorry. I know you need a lot of things doing for you. Perhaps we could get someone in full time.
I need you.
I'll stay with you.
That sounds like a decision you've come to.
It is.
I hadn't realised there was a decision to make.
Forget it.
Who did you discuss it with? Amanda? Who understands?
I'm your husband and I'll stand by you.
You'll make the sacrifice.
I didn't mean that.
You're in love with her, aren't you?
It doesn't matter.
And Amanda, does she love you too? Is she free? Of course she is. Oh, poor David. Poor David. I'm so sorry for you.
It's all right.
I need you so much.
You've got me.
No! I've lost you. Whether you stay or go, I've lost you.
It doesn't say much for him, does it? When you're supposed to be married for better and worse and all that. And when something happens to your wife, you run out on her. Doesn't say much for his character.
Is that what you think?
Yes, I do. I mean, if you've been a good wife and everything and never done anything bad, and then just because you have some sort of accident and things go wrong a bit and you need a bit of help, there's no reason to do a bunk, is it?
It wasn't an accident.
It was! He's not being fair at all, I don't think. You're better off without him.
But I can't manage without him. I keep ringing him up and asking him to do things, and that's not fair because he's got another wife to do things for now.
Well, what about your children?
They've gone away.
Why?
To study. They're both clever. And their own lives to lead. I didn't want them having to look after me.
You'll be all right, Mum, won't you?
Of course I will, Andrew.
I can't turn down this job in Naples, can I? There seems little point in all that studying and getting my Italian in top shape if I don't take it. I have my own apartment. You can come out and stay for a holiday. Dad's not far away, and Helen's here.
What do you mean I'm here? I'm going to York at the end of September.
We could put off university for a year, couldn't you?
You put off Naples.
I can't, Helen. I might not get the chance again. Anyway, you can help Mum more than I can.
Oh, because I'm a woman. You're a chauvinist, Andrew. Suppose you think a woman's place is in the home looking after aged parents. Oh, sorry, Mum. I didn't mean it. It just makes me so mad.
I didn't actually plan to be a burden to either of you.
Helen can come and check on you at weekends, at least.
Well, you send me the cash then, money bags. You'll be earning enough. You won't be able to afford it on a grant.
You'll have other things to do at weekends, Helen. Don't worry about me.
Wonderful, that is.
What?
Them gone away to be clever. You'd have been better off with them staying at home, not so clever, and looking after you.
I want you to look after me.
What?
I want you to live with me and look after me.
Me?
Yes.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I don't want to.
I have a little house. There's room for a workshop. You can do your carvings in it. I'll buy you tools. And you can go to your job as a sign writer, but you'll come home to me. You'll keep me company and help me to exist. That's fair.
No, it's not. You can't make me do that.
It's part of our story, Daniel.
You're stupid, you are. Aren't you afraid I might kill you all over again?
You're cured, not disturbed anymore.
Well then, leave me alone. I want to live a normal life.
We'll do the shopping together and share the cooking and cleaning, and we'll watch television together and read the newspapers and go out for walks.
You can't walk.
Oh, we can pick oak leaves if you like and make wine to drink. What music do you like? Have you heard Brooks' violin concerto? It's a beautiful piece of music.
What are you talking about? Violins? I hate violins.
What do you like then?
I don't like anything. I don't want to live with you. Look, I've got a job. I want to find somewhere proper to live, a place of my own, and meet someone, you know, someone that I can fall in love with and get married to and have children by. That's what I want. That's normal.
You don't think anyone's going to fall in love with you, do you?
What's wrong with me?
You were convicted of attempted murder. You've been in prison for 10 years. People like you shouldn't have children. What your mother did to you, you'll do to them.
I wouldn't hurt them.
Nobody's going to want you.
It's all in the past.
Our past makes us what we are now.
No. We can put it behind us.
I can never put what you did to me behind me. I'm stuck with it for the rest of my life, and so are you.
I have paid for it.
You haven't paid me.
I don't have to.
You owe it me. I'm the only person who'll never feel sorry for you, at least.
I don't want anyone to feel sorry for me. I'm clever, too. I did GCSEs while I was inside. Woodwork and maths, and I'm fit and healthy. I've got all my teeth and all my hair, and I'm still a young man. Nobody will feel sorry for me. It's you they'll feel sorry for. You, because you're not young anymore and you're not pretty. You can't walk properly, you can't even talk properly, and you dribble. Your husband has left you and your children have gone away, and nobody wants to touch you or kiss you or take you anywhere or be with you. I wouldn't want to be with you. You're ugly and you can't do this to me.
Ugly. Am I ugly, Daniel?
Yes, you're ugly.
No.
Ugly! Ugly!
No.
You can't run away from that. You can't even walk away.
Oh, yes, I can. See? One step. Two steps.
Oh, God!
Get up! Get away from me. You've got my legs.
I'm sorry.
No, Daniel, I'm going to fall.
I'm sorry.
Leave me
I'm
go.
I'm sorry. I'll go back. I'll stay in another 10 years. I'll tell them it was my fault.
I can't keep my balance. Oh.
No, I didn't touch you. I didn't want to hurt you.
I'm not hurt. You cushioned my fall. I can't feel my legs.
Oh.
Tangled up with you.
The last time you lay on the ground, there was blood.
No, it's all right. It's all right to cry.
When my mother left me at the home, I cried then. That was the last time. She never, ever put her arms around me.
I could only put one arm around you. You'd be safe with me, you know. And I'd be safe with you.
You'll have to get up now. You'll get cold.
I don't know which legs are mine and which are yours. I can't work it out. I'm prodding all these legs and I feel nothing.
That one's mine.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Move it then.
There you are. Now you move one.
Which one?
That one.
I don't know which one it is.
It's this one. Move it. Not that one. That one.
Are you sure it's not yours?
I've got mine organised. Go on, move it. Yes. Now, get up. That's it. And sit down. Well done, Madeline. You're not ugly. Don't know why I said that. When you laugh, you're beautiful.
No, my face is crooked.
Not when you laugh.
Being kissed. It's like being blessed, Danny. Being chosen. If only for a moment. The mouth tastes, bites, licks. The mouth wants to consume. I wanted to eat my children when they were little. I wanted to consume my husband. Kissing is the most intimate thing. When one mouth touches another, it's the most wondrous thing. Kiss because you love, Daniel.
Danny.
Hmm?
Danny, I like that. Can I sit next to you?
You can go now, Danny.
Go where?
Wherever you want.
I can't leave you like this.
You left me half dead last time.
You said you wanted me to stay. You wanted me to live with you.
Go, Daniel.
Don't you want me then?
Come here.
I don't understand.
You must go and live your normal life, Danny. I'm all right.
You don't say I'm all right.
Mm-hmm.
You say I'm fine, thank you.
Goodbye.
Shall I let you know where I am?
No.
But you've always known where I am.
Past the wooden pair, Danny. Thank you. I'll keep it safe.
How will you manage?
Without you.
Goodbye, Madeline. Madeline?
Perpendicular. I said it.
It means in standing position.
I'm standing.
Upright. Erect.
Like me.
How are you getting home?
If you'll help me, I'll walk.
Then, I wonder. Would it be all right if I had a listen to the violins?
In The Wooden Pair by Gillian Plowman, the part of Madeline was played by Anna Massey and Daniel by Paul Slack. David, Timothy Carlton. Andrew Winkert, and Helen, Joanna Myers. Daniel's mother was played by Danielle Allen, and Daniel as a small boy by George Russo. The play was directed by Sue Wilson.